thanks to a very core group of voices, and primarily thanks to the hard work of Shirley to bring this together and drive it. We're here today. So first thing, strong thanks, and also Marcella for connecting it to the larger wisdom community. It came about because Cynthia for years has talked about the Psalms, but it's just been a little bit on the side. But when we read her, the characteristics of this lineage in particular, the first point is the Benedictine tradition. And core to the Benedictine tradition are the Psalms. And the Psalms encompass every aspect of life, even those that, you know, may push our buttons and it's easy for us to sort of push aside. So Cynthia talks about it being one of the two banks, the first bank being the Benedictine tradition and the other bank being the Gurdjieffian work. So this is a initiative to bring that other bank that has always been there, because Cynthia has always said this was her first practice in the morning, back into the mainstream of this community. I tend to think of wisdom more than a river. The metaphor that sits with me is that of the weavers. And a loom is made of warp threads and weft threads. And I think of the Psalms as being the warp threads. They're the threads that give the structure to the fabric. And with the Psalms, nothing is excluded. And with the weft thread, I think of the Gurdjieffian exercises that tend to move in and out as we make a design of every part of our lives. And with this practice, we're forced to actually bring to light some of those areas that we tend to shadow, and it brings them back into including all of those areas in our practice. So it will be a rapid practice in the morning. You're invited to chant and then leave, or if you're able to use the chants and then do a sit and begin your day. So with that brief introduction, we are so thrilled to see all of your faces. And I will ring in and pass the morning to Shirley this morning.
Come, let us come into God's presence. Full of song, we shout out with joy. This is from Psalm 95, which is the psalm we'll be chanting this morning. We're choosing the psalms from a common prayer book, a common lectionary. So as we chant this morning, remember that people all over the world are also chanting this particular psalm, and our voices are joining with each other and also joining with all of them. And because these psalms have gone back through centuries, our voices are also joining with the ancestors and the saints and the angels and the monks and the sisters and all those who have chanted these and are meeting us, so that as we chant this morning, we're aware that we're blessed and we're part of a long, long lineage who has chanted these songs as prayers for ourselves, as prayers for each other, and as prayers for the world. So find your feet, take a breath. Remember that your voice is perfect however it is, and feel free to do with this practice whatever feels right for you. Harmonize, sing higher, sing lower, mute me so that you can just hear yourself. And as you chant, try to think about a word or two that really speaks to you, that you can carry into your day as a special prayer that you're going to be praying as you go through your day.